Hello, everyone. Welcome. I am Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on BBSRadio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. If you love angels, this is the show to listen to. Even if you don't, you'll love it. My sincere intention is always to bring you loving messages and information about the angels, the archangels, and all the celestial beings. So right now I want to invite all the holy angels and archangels and beings of light to be with us on this show. Please bring in your guidance and assurance for the most highest good of all. And may only divine light surround us at this time. Thank you, God and angels. And so it is. Amen. So tonight we have a special guest. His name is Mark Dodich. Mark is a professional astrologer. He's been on the show before. And Mark has so much knowledge on astrology, let me tell you. He has provided astrological consultations since 1980. He provides forecasts that provides planetary energy for all zodiac signs, which is wonderful. And Mark helps us see, you know, what is both the spiritual and the mundane effects and possibilities of current planetary energies. So I'll let Mark tell you about all of his specialties because he has several things that he does. If you do want to know more about Mark and his consultations, his website is www.astromark.us. That's astromark.us. So without further delay, let me welcome Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Linda. Happy summer.
Thank you.
Or maybe I should say happy Mercury retrograde.
Wait a minute, because I'm laughing because I've been reading all your newsletters, which, you know, we can also tell our listeners to sign up for your wonderful newsletter. And I love how you write, time speeds up, and then the energies are changing, and it's like, just, you know, go right ahead and tell them about all this fiery energy.
You know what I've been, I'm finally having to listen to my own advice. I've been telling people in my newsletters that the planet Jupiter, which is do things big, it's an expansive type planet, has moved into Gemini as of early June. And it spends about a year in each of the signs. And Gemini is a quick, adaptable, multitasking type of energy. And I've been telling people, boy, if you want to get some summer in before summer's gone, you better, like, schedule it or do something about it. And I looked up the other day and I says, geez, I haven't been listening to my own advice. So I went into my calendar and I blocked off some time to sneak down to the Oregon coast. And, you know, sometimes you have to stop and listen to yourself.
Oh, I agree completely with you because I had a reading a while back with you. And I remember saying that, you know, just take time to play a little bit and get out of the job because you work too much. And absolutely, I did that this weekend. And it's amazing, you know, how we just take that moment to play, like you say, and just take time for us because everything is so accelerated, isn't it?
Well, and it's particularly important now because coming this fall, just as a little sneak peek ahead, there's going to be some very heavy-duty emotional energy going on. The planet Saturn, which is, you know, patience, boundaries, discipline, slow but sure, is going to move into Scorpio for 2 years. And, you know, Scorpio goes in, and the nice way to say it is it helps us do our shadow work or helps us go below the surface to do things at the deepest level. And, you know, initially sometimes that feels uncomfortable to people because we're digging around in vulnerable areas. We call Scorpio sex, death, and taxes, you know, all the fun stuff in life. And so now this summer we've got a little bit more opportunity with play. We've got a lot of elements in, you know, in astrology we use fire, air, earth, and water. And right now there's a lot of air and fire, which of course has not been so good for the forests. But in terms of opening to new ideas, meeting new people, stretching your boundaries out, getting some playtime in, really, I would just want to encourage people to do that this summer, because in the fall you'll be saying, oh, gee, I wish I would have done it this summer when I could have. Now I'm overloaded and don't have the time or ability to do it.
Exactly. You're right. So when you talk about the Mercury, it's ending? Or did it?
Well, so
no, it just started. It started a few weeks ago, didn't it?
Yeah, between July 14th and August 7th, the planet Mercury, which rules communications, you know, the winged messenger with the little, wings on his feet in the flower commercials, he rules communications, scheduling, all the mental, logical things that we do in this world is what we call a rulership, meaning he's kind of the boss of it. And, you know, about three times a year, Mercury gives the illusion of going backwards. And that, you know, jokingly, everybody says, oh, boy, I better back up my computer, or I better repair my car, or I better double-check my schedules or my flight arrangements to make sure everything's the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, some people notice certain Mercury retrogrades stronger than others. And this particular one is going on in the sign Leo. So obviously anybody who's a Leo would really be feeling it, or any of what we call the fixed signs. Fixed means those are the people who have the strong follow-through, the survivors, the Leos, the Aquarius, the Taurus, and the Scorpios. This Mercury is requiring them to, shall we say, rethink things. And, of course, that's true for all of us, but some of us just get, I don't know, what we'll lovingly call get beat up a little bit more than others when that happens. And, see, Leo says, I want to open my heart. I want my passion and creativity to be a part of what I'm doing. And so the people who are working jobs that they're just doing it for the money or to get through and, you know, their heart really isn't in it, this cycle is kind of trying to do a wake-up call and say, wait a minute, there is a better way to live your life. And we need to rethink something so that we are putting our passion or our creativity into things. And, of course, that includes relationships, too. If people are in a relationship that just doesn't work anymore, their heart's not really engaged in it, it's time to rethink what your commitment is and to start communicating that to, you know, the partners in your life.
Yeah, well, I agree definitely with you as a Leo. But in a way, like you say, we could take it in different ways. You can be really deep into thought, or you can really, at least my way is to looking at it a little bit more lightly and say, you know, this is really good that I look at this right now, right? And I can go through this right now in this cycle and just take advantage of the time to maybe plan things for the future.
Yeah, and see, a lot of people groan, oh my gosh, Mercury retrograde, that's a bad thing, they think. And well, when we think we know better than God and we try to force our way, it can be a really difficult thing. But when we stop and we say, oh, I'm going to start planning some things, and you know, during this Mercury retrograde, I've already started planning some of my 2013 lectures and talks. And, you know, you set them up in general, you leave some wiggle room, and then after Mercury's done being retrograde, you go in and you start locking them down and tending to the details. So it really is a good cycle for pulling back to, you know, do things, well, around the house, use words like RE, repair, revise, redo. And so all those summer projects that people have around the house, this would be a good time to be doing that.
Absolutely. It is a little bit, it affects, I know you're saying Mercury affects communication, and I've noticed, you know, with a lot of people, travel doesn't go exactly the way it should, the car breaks down. Something funny to me is that my GPS completely erased the information that I had in there, and I was like, how did that happen? I was trying to look for things in there, and suddenly, you know, it started like, that information is not here. So it was funny how, I don't know if I pushed any kind of button, but this is strange because I've had it for a long time. But you're right, it was during this retrograde. So little details where you say, okay, well, that wasn't that bad.
Well, it's usually the small annoying stuff, and it reminds us that there's a higher power in charge, that our little minds, you know, have to be in alignment with a higher power, not the tail wagging the dog, so to speak. also, it actually provides a chance for a little bit of a mental rest, and it says, let's not take the world so seriously.
That's true. And I mean, angels usually say that, like, you know, let's fly lightly.
Yeah. And every now and then we just need a reminder that, you know, there's something larger going on here and that we don't need to, shall we say, get lost in anxiety over, what's the book called? Don't Sweat the Small Stuff and It's All Small Stuff?
Yeah, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
That old book? So.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of things going on in the world in general, and I know you mentioned this. And because of the energies that were coming in, you know, there's lots of things that bother us sometimes, you know. It's hard to digest what's going on. You know, I'm talking a little bit about the fires and what happened in Colorado.
Sure.
So, you know, and I know that you talk a little bit, like, try to detach a little bit and see it in a different way because the world is changing so much. And I guess the energies are really, you know, helping with that movement.
Absolutely. And on the angel theme, Leo is often associated with Archangel Raphael, you know, in association with healing, and a master by the name of Hilarion. And
yes, I
know. So, you know, if there's people need healing, I don't care if that's in Colorado or, you know, in their personal life, that would be a good angel to call upon.
Absolutely. This is a time for Archangel Raphael and also Archangel Michael, you know, who is the one who helps us with courage and strength. So, yeah, we have to call upon all the angels at this time. What I have received a lot is, you know, that they continue to bless us with many frequencies of light, you know, that's opening and that come from the universe. And it's, you know, time of this intense, infinite light that we could take advantage of and just try to, you know, be the best earth angels we can.
I know for myself, sometimes I just need to stop and breathe a little bit and not always be pushing on to the next thing that needs to be done or things like that. And you know, that's hard in our world to remember just to stop and breathe and, you know, let the angels help us instead of trying to carry the load on our own shoulders.
Oh, you're right. Absolutely. Breathing is good.
Yeah.
Breathing is good. It really does help us to be in a calm place. So before we go on break, because again, I want the listeners to call in and ask questions because Mark will give you just a small reading, right, Mark? And we're going to ask Doug, our radio manager, to ask for your date of birth, and that way Mark can just give you a little bit of a reading. But besides that, I just wanted you to tell the listeners what else are you up to? I know that you have so much specialties. You know, you work on...
I do, and of course, they can go to www.astromark.us, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got my quarterly newsletter, which has all the services and pricing, but two things that I'm pretty well known for. One is called, generically, we'd call it relocation astrology, earth lines or astrocartography or some popular names you'll hear around that, and that's helping people find their, shall we say, their right place. And I don't care if that's to move or if that's to vacation or if that's to maybe do business on some other side of the world or where should they take their book on tour to get the most, shall we call it, the most bang for the buck. So relocation astrology is one of my specialties, and the other is a form of astrology called esoteric astrology, which, you know, when you go get a regular astrology reading, which I do as well, usually you're dealing with, you know, your love life, your money, your health, those kind of issues, which is well and good. But people who are on a, shall we call it a path of soul service, they know they're here in service. There is esoteric astrology, which helps deal with the soul and an idea that we call the seven rays, that we choose to have certain of these universal rays be strong within us in this life to help us do the work that we've come to planet Earth to do.
Yes.
And the people that love that are the people who say, you know what, I'm tired of working 40 hours for a living and being bored to death, that there must be something more for me. So that's my seven-ray esoteric astrology reading is also popular.
Right now that you're mentioning that, I love the seven-ray because, you know, the archangels, as you know, and the ascended masters are related to the seven rays. So I love, you know, because we can always ask, each archangel for that ray, like Michael is the first ray, right? So that would
absolutely be... Absolutely. Michael's the angel who helps you clear the connection between you and your God source so that you've got a direct, clear connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's his divine quality is the will of God. So yeah, there's seven rays, which it is fantastic that you do that. I did that with you, and I really, really was very, very helpful. So
people who are on a spiritual path really tend to resonate with it.
It does. There's a lot of attributes. You know, the archangels have attributes related to the horoscope signs and to astrology. So that is, it's just, you know, a wonderful tool. So thank you for doing that, Mark.
We are quite welcome.
Okay, I think we're going to take a break, and we're going to let our listeners call in. Let me give out those numbers. It's toll-free, 1-888-627-6008. The other number is 530-413-4522 or 530-327-7602. Call in and we can give you your astrology reading or your angel message. We'll come back in a few seconds.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello there. We're back. Sorry about that. Trying to get ready here with our angel cards. Anyway, we're back and you're listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBS Radio. And our guest is Mark Dodish, professional astrologer, and we have someone on the line, Mark. It's Debbie. Hello, Debbie.
Hello?
I'm sure she'll call. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Could you hear us?
Yes, I can. Now I can.
Oh, good. Okay.
There's an echo, though. I can hear myself.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see what... we have your date of birth here, and I just gave it to Mark, so let's see what he says. It's 7-14-53.
So, Debbie, you know, in astrology, we say that there's 10 planets, and we count the sun and the moon as a planet. So when you look at an astrology chart, you need to do more than just look at your horoscope in the, you know, in the daily paper. And in your case, the planet Jupiter, which we just talked about earlier, is when you were born was in Gemini. And back on June 11th of this year, Jupiter out in the sky moved into Gemini. So in other words, Jupiter has this 12-year cycle, and what it's doing is it is completing and beginning a new 12-year cycle. So number one, you need to go look at the last 12 years of your life, you know, roughly since late 2000, early 2001, and say, what is the philosophy I've been carrying that... no longer resonates with me so that I can let that go? And what is the new 12-year plan I want to bring out? Well, Jupiter says, I want more. I need to go to a larger level. And Gemini rules things like education, short, quick trips, like writing or teaching type of things. And so if any of those are the kind of things that would call to you, you might want to look and say, because, see, when you're starting a new 12-year plan, and you need to go to the next level, it requires a certain degree of mental flexibility, a willingness to adapt, and yet you were born with the sun in the sign Cancer, and, you know, Cancer tends to be one of those signs that likes to play it safe. You know, sometimes it's better the devil I know than the one I don't know, and yet the contradiction is, here's this Gemini energy in your chart saying, wait a minute, it's time to step out and take a risk on myself and do this new 12-year plan. So if you're feeling some caught between worlds. One part would be wanting to play it safe and conservative, and the other says, oh, why not go for it? Both of those are valid in your chart, and so the urging would be to maybe you can find a healthy balance between the part of you that needs to play it safe and the part that says, I just can't keep going where I'm going. I need to go to a whole new level. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
So, Debbie, let me add a little bit to what I've got from the angels. So the first that came out is Master Hilarion. And Mark was talking about Master Hilarion, which is he's like Archangel Raphael. He works on health and healing. So he's working with you right now. If anything's going on, you need some kind of checkup, follow-up, Hilarion is working with you. So there's also he's talking also about balancing your home life and your career. So whatever you're working on, you need to really see yourself in that emerald green light, which is a lot of healing. And that helps you bring more balance and harmony right now.
Okay, good.
Okay? Anything else?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. God bless you. Well, that was very healing. It's incredible how the angels just come in exactly say what they have to say. I love it because Hilarion just came out. He was the first one talking about these times of healing that we need, of course. So let me give out those numbers again so our listeners can call in for your reading. Take advantage of Mark right now. This is a really good time to get your astrology information. So that's toll free, 1-888-627-6008. Or 530-327-7602, 530-413-4522. The numbers are also on the main page of BBS on the right-hand side. Remember, we're on station one. So, Mark, going back to the energies, you were talking about a full moon in 2 days, right?
Yeah, it's actually tomorrow, the 1st at 8:27 p.m. Pacific time. So that should be fun for those who have a clear sky to go out and take a look-see.
August 1st, what time?
8:27 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh,
so that'd be
great.
Like 11:30 Eastern time. So
that's a good time to go.
And that eclipse or that full moon is in fact the one thing that's interesting about this month is there's two full moons, so we're going to have a blue moon at the end of this month.
I heard about that.
Yeah, but this one for tomorrow is in the signs Aquarius, and of course that means the sun's in Leo. Mm-hmm. Aquarius says, I must open to the higher ideal and create win-win situations for the good of all. It also requires a certain level of detachment. You know, I need to step back from who I think I am and take a mm-hmm. bigger perspective on who I am and what I'm doing. And on mm-hmm. the other side, the sun's in Leo saying, you know, what is my heart engaged in? What does my passion say? Am I passionate about what I'm doing?
Exactly.
And then the Aquarius says, well, let's step back and take a look at it to see if we can readjust our life if we're not, you know, living in that full kind of a passion place.
Okay. I am going to interrupt you because we have a caller.
All right.
Karen? Hello, Karen?
Yes. Good evening. Thank you so much for speaking and for speaking with me.
Oh, great, Karen. So your date is 10/1/53, right?
Yes.
That's October 1st, Mark.
Got it.
Hi, Mark. This is Karen.
Hey,
down
hi.
In Salem.
All right. You know, it's interesting since both are, you know, Debbie and Karen are both from 1953.
yeah.
One of the characteristics of everybody born in 1952 and 53 is they had the planet Saturn in Libra. And Saturn goes around its orbit every 29 years. So every 29 years, a person goes through what we'll call a restructuring of who they are. Your first 29 years, a person goes through the, I call it, you're either doing what your parents told you to do or you're rebelling against them. Your second 29 years, you are you know, you're doing your life work, you're raising your kids, things of that nature. And then when you reach that point of somewhere around 58, 59 years old, Saturn comes around and it says, hey, what's on your bucket list? What are these things that you need to create? And so here we have, you're in the thick of your Saturn return would be the terminology we would use. And we could say that it actually started for you this past January, and by the time we get through September, we'll be through that. And for many people, whenever Saturn's in play in a chart, Saturn is slow, patient, I sacrifice in the short term for the long-term good. You know, will this never end? You know, one day leads into the next. And Libra rules where we imbalance. And for everybody, Saturn's been in Libra for the past 2 years, and so I've been seeing a lot of people doing kidney issues, adrenal burnout, even sugar, like sugar diabetes type things with this going on. Anyway, the key for you is you're starting a new 29-year plan, and it's been trying to get started all year, but obviously by the time we get through September, you'll be into the new program. So congratulations, number one. And number two, how would you restructure your life to, well, for now we could say just to put more balance into your life would be one way of talking about it since, you know, obviously you're a Libra to begin with. And number two, it's hoo-ha, this pressure of Saturn sitting on you for the past 2 years is finally saying it's time to move on now. So congratulations.
Yay. So I'm going to add one thing, Karen, because I have two more callers. Yeah. But what came out strongly for you is Archangel Michael saying that your thoughts are so important. You know, you're at a powerful time right now in your life because of what Mark was saying, that 20-year plan. So whatever you think, whatever you put out there is manifesting. And so you're really creating those results that you want, those positive results. And you know, Michael says, divine love and wisdom is with you. Just call upon him and know that, you know, everything that is in your mind and emotions are continuously manifesting. So remember that Michael can also help you with a lot of strength and courage right now. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much, both of you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. I'll keep listening on the radio.
Okay, God bless you. Okay, our next caller, Lynn?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Lynn. So we've got your date, which is 5362, Mark.
Say that again?
Yes.
5362. That's May 3rd, 1962.
Sure, got it. So a couple of things. The planet Jupiter, which I was talking about earlier, moving into Gemini as expansion, when you were born was in the sign Pisces, which rules psychics and intuitives, sometimes musicians or what we call visionary artists. And you also had it born right next to a little planetoid we call Chiron, who in ancient Greece was this very famous teacher of healers. And Chiron has an orbit of 50 years. So it makes a full circle every 50 years, and we start this new path. And this guy was half horse, half human, you know, a centaur. And so he calls for saying, we must take half steps in this new direction. And at the same time, you've got this Jupiter which says, no, no, I want to take giant steps in the same direction. So somewhere you need to find this balance point between let's do it big, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater and start all over, and the other part that's a little more conservative that says let's take half steps. But this would be great for anything you do. First, if you've got any old wounds, this would be good for doing forgiveness and compassion and letting go. And on a more forward-thinking level, this says, you know what, it's time to start bringing my higher vision into the world and give more room, more credit to my intuitive or that softer feminine side. Whereas you were born with your sun and moon in Taurus, the term we'd use is a double Taurus because two of the three things we look at are Taurus. Mm-hmm. And Taurus is a very practical sign. And yet here is this Pisces operating saying, wait a minute, I want my turn too. I want to bring my higher vision, my spirituality, this thing that goes beyond the veils of this world into play. And so my urging is that you give yourself permission to let that part of you come out at a whole new level compared to where it's been at. Okay?
Well, it's interesting you say that because I'm very into this, and it's been extremely strong the past 6 months. I mean, almost scary.
Yeah.
So Lynn, this is Lynn. I'm going to add one thing about what the angels are saying. You have two of your guardian angels working with you, excuse me, and the first thing that came out was be willing to forgive. So that means that the angels are working with you, trying, you know, to clear anything from your mind and body. Maybe this is a past pain, this is something that happened, but they're trying to give you peacefulness. So, you know, just try to be again, they're showing me, like, you're just bring that law of attraction where, you know, this is who I am, this is who I was, and I'm not that person anymore, so I'm a new person, and I'm exploring new options, and I'm changing. So all, you know, your body, your mind, everything is changing, but you are going towards that balance and that peace. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, Lynn, that's all I have for you. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you both so much.
Okay, God bless you. Bye. Okay, we have one more. Kathy? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. So we've got your date as 12/7/47, Mark. December 7/47. Right?
Yep, hang on. I'm just
okay.
I'm having fat fingers
so
on the keyboard.
I could tell you something, Kathy. There's
I can barely hear anybody.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Could you hear me a little bit better right now?
Some.
No? Maybe Doug can adjust a little bit the speakers. So what's coming out for you, if you could hear me, is that you need to focus your intention on what is it that you want to create right now in your life. There's also a lot of strength coming to you from Archangel Michael. So Archangel Michael is also saying, you know, I'm with you. Start, you know, looking at a different situation. There's a little bit of energy healing that has to be done around you. So I would suggest any kind of Reiki healing or energy healing that you could get from someone would be great for you right now. Could you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shall I jump in?
Yeah, jump in, Mark.
So you've got a really gigantic thing going on in your chart. The planet Venus, which rules love, money, art, beauty, when you were born, it was in the sign Capricorn, which is a very stable, grounded type of sign. And out in the sky, the planet Pluto started moving into Capricorn back in the fall of 2008. And that's when we saw the bridge in Minnesota fall down and border issues and, you know, all that sort of stuff started coming to the surface. Well, starting this year, and this actually would have started for you back this spring, it is really going to stay until fall of 2013. So, you know, it's kind of one of these long things that you just need to face up to and say, I must deal with this head on. I can't sneak away from something that's with you for a year and a half. Is the planet Pluto has moved up onto Venus. And Pluto says, I must let go and let God. What do I need to release? And I don't care whether, for many people, they might go through relationship endings and beginnings. Other people might go through financial transformation type of things. And the easier a person lets go, the easier it tends to be on them. And the more they try to hold on white-knuckle tight, the harder it can be. So something in terms of your value system is getting this year and a half period of, shall we call it transformation and regeneration would be the nice new agey words. And so the encouragement would be is let yourself go through it. Let go of that which no longer resonates with you anymore. And, you know, find a new way because this is something that, you know, Pluto has a 248-year orbit. So, you know, you only get it every 248 years, so you might as well jump into it and take advantage of it. But it quite often requires lessons in letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you, Mark. That's why the suggestion, I guess, from Michael was some kind of healing energy, you know, something that would help you just let go. So any kind of practice of energy healing.
Healing on what? I lost him way back when.
Excuse me?
I said I lost what he was saying to me way back at Venus in Capricorn.
Oh.
Well, it just, in a nutshell, it's when Pluto sits on Venus, which it's doing for a year and a half in your chart, something needs to be released. And whether that is changing the way you do finances or whether that's changes in relationship, really it's about your value system is going through a transformation and something needs to be let go of. What do we not need to carry anymore? And that goes through fall of 2013, so I'm suggesting make friends with it because it's Pluto doesn't go anywhere quickly.
Yeah, it's changes mostly. So you're cutting off a little bit, Kathy, but thank you for calling in. Yeah, that was kind of a bad connection.
Yep.
I think it was her phone that was there. Okay, so we don't have a caller right now. Anyway, that's interesting. You know, it just the energies are really shifting in such a way that sometimes it's sometimes difficult to even accept it or understand it, don't you think, Mark?
It is, but, you know, in her case, a planet like Pluto, when it touches your chart, mm-hmm. it changes your life. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's like it burns your bridges. There's no going back anymore. And so usually people don't need to ask what's going on at a Pluto transit. They know, unless they're, of course, doing denial or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it came out very strongly the first thing that, you know, Archangel Michael said she needs some kind of – it's really an unhealthy situation where she needs some transformation. Like you're saying,
Yeah.
It's something it's a transformation.
Mind,
it changes. It changes to something else. We don't have to see it, you know, in a very unfortunate way.
And I think on some level, you know, going into the end of the Mayan calendar, we're all needing to do that on some way. And,
exactly.
You know, there's actually an opportunity coming up in the middle of August that mm-hmm. people could take advantage of. Something only happens about every two and a half years. Planet Mars, which is ambition, you know, I want to go create something in my life, is mm-hmm. going to line up with Saturn. And Saturn says, I need to make a long-term solution. So we're going to have this action and this constructive long-term solution. August 15th is the precise date. But in the days leading up to the middle of this month, people who want to, shall we say, put their ambition into some long-term project, this is a wonderful time to get it moving.
Mm. So when does that start, you said?
Well, it's kind of already moving close. And, you know, astrologers get together at conferences and argue over a thing called orbs. Orbs means how close to perfect is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way I would say it is after August 7th, when Mercury ends its retrograde cycle, and then leading up to the middle of August, really a constructive use of that energy. So we'll just call that like, you know, August 10th to 20th would be a wonderful opportunity to put ambition into something that is going to produce long-term benefit or long-term gain.
Okay. And I know that you mentioned this is the good side of hurry up and wait.
It does have that characteristic to it, so it can be annoying. But the truth is, you know, anything that you really want to create on a bigger level for your reality is going to take some effort. It's just Mars gives you that little push to get it moving.
Well, yes, that always happens. You know, we have our free will, as the angels say, so we have to put our efforts in. They will help us. We have a caller. Jane?
Yes.
Hi, Jane. Sorry for
the
wait. Hi. So your date... Your date is August 15th?
Yes.
1954.
Yes.
So you're a Leo.
Yes, I am.
All right. So this uh, this alignment that I was talking about on August 15th is going to land right in your birthday chart. And in astrology, we call a birthday chart a solar return. It's a chart that you cast near a person's birthday that gives you like an annual forecast, birthday to birthday. So where I was talking to everybody about having this put your energy into your ambition for a long-term plan August 10th to 20th, you get it for a whole year, okay? So on one level, that requires a certain level of patience, and on another level, it says, oh boy, we're stepping up into something larger. And the other piece I'd want to add to that is we have these points called soul destiny points. They look like little horseshoes when you draw them into a chart. And what is happening, earlier I was talking about the planet Pluto, or Archangel Michael, for example, is about stepping into your power. It's about clearing the path so that your connection to Source is clear and strong, so that when you're using your power in the world, you're using it based upon not your adrenal system, but upon, you know, letting Spirit help you. Well, in about 2 years, this Pluto that I was talking about earlier is going to be sitting on your soul destiny, and Capricorn is the sign that that was in, and it says, I must bring, like, larger projects out into, you know, humanity or the collective of the world. And so here I've got two things that are a little bit more long-term being built up in your chart. And so if the Leo part in you is frustrated with things not moving fast enough, perhaps, or something to that effect, I would just tell you it's kind of like getting ready to put on a play, and you're in the, I'm doing the behind-the-scenes preparation to bring this out on a much bigger level. So it's a good thing. It's just one of those things that's going to take a little bit of time. And then the other part, of course, is you're, like I was talking to somebody else, this Halloween, you're going to have your Saturn return, which we called that a new 29-year cycle of restructuring your life. So you got some big stuff coming in and going on, so I would be urging you to look at the big picture of your life, not just, you know, the little stuff that's going on.
Well, actually, I am looking at the big picture, and it all evolves around my higher self, ascension, and all that. That's all I can think about.
So let me add a little bit of what the angels... I just picked up from the angels chain. Definitely what comes out is a lot of love. There's a lot of love around you. And Archangel Michael is talking about unconditional love, like loving yourself, loving others. Every situation that is presented to you, no matter what the outward appearances may be, because this is taking you to a higher level. You are exactly right. You're opening up to a higher frequency. Your mind, your body, your spirit is in that love that is, you know, much closer to the angels. You know, and I've talked about how we all have frequencies and that we could, could elevate those frequencies. And you're in that, you're at that time. You're just triumphant. It just feels like you are riding very, you know, riding with Michael. And one thing that I'm hearing that he's saying is trust, you know, don't forget to trust. And there's, he's using the word cancel or clear any thoughts that are not positive from your vocabulary. Just, you know, stay focused, say, you know, ask the angels to help you. And all these, you know, all these good things are coming for you. Like Mark is saying, it's really a big opening for you.
Well, that sounds great. And it kind of goes along, with what I've been told by other spiritual, you know, mediums and all that. And in my heart, in my soul.
You feel it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I've been on a spiritual path since I was a little girl.
You're going to feel it every day much more, because you are opening up to that. And so just, you know, be with your angels. Ask them to come with you. You have several angels with you right now that are working very, very close. There's also a lot of flow of prosperity. So look into that, too, is a very fortunate side.
A lot of what? Sorry? A lot of
flow,
what?
Flow of prosperity.
Oh, okay.
So,
the financial situation. I'm at a dilemma. I have a career of 20 years, but I'm not going in that direction anymore. mm-hmm. and I'm looking for a new direction, I know my spiritual connection, the direction I'm going in. But when it comes to the physical, what direction mm-hmm. I need to go in, that's my biggest concern. But I always feel everything's going to work out.
Oh, it will. It's working out. It'll work out, so don't even worry about that, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to let you go now. Thank you for calling in, Jane.
Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you.
Bye now.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Wow, that was intense. I felt the energy there.
Yeah, boy. She's got a lot of Leo in her.
Yeah, I could feel the enthusiasm, and she has that warmth. But that's good. I mean, we're all trying to go towards our highest good, and that's what, you know, the angels always say. I'm going to mention one thing because I just want everyone to know, Mark, there are, you know, archangels that are related, like, to the horoscope signs. And it's I have them here, but Archangel Michael is related to Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius because of the element fire, right? And then we have Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces is Archangel Gabriel because of the element of water. And then we have Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius is Raphael because of the element air. And then I have Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn with Uriel, the Archangel of Light, because of the element earth. And so it's really fantastic that we can work with our archangels because of our elements. And we can always work with all of the archangels, but these are particularly helpful for our connection with our horoscope sign.
Absolutely.
So, going back to, we have a few minutes left, Mark. What else do you have? Do you have planned a trip? You usually do travel to sacred places.
I interesting that you do. I haven't told the public yet, but I am working on a trip to Turkey in 2013. There was a National Geographic article a couple of issues back on, mm-hmm. and I'll butcher the name, so pardon my pronunciation, but Göbekli mm-hmm. Tepe. Mm-hmm. Which is like a Stonehenge, only it's 11,000 years old. That means it's like 7,000 years older than Stonehenge. And it was much better constructed than Stonehenge and a very sacred place. In fact, when these people left the place, they buried it to keep mm-hmm. it pristine and so that it wouldn't get trashed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go there in, actually it's September of 2013, if people want to start saving some money. And I'll have that up on the website in a couple of months once some of the details are taken care of.
Well, I kind of picked that up. Sorry.
Well, no, that's great. Turkey, I originally thought, oh, Mark, why would you want to go to Turkey?
Yeah.
And I started looking into it, and when you go back into old biblical times and St. Paul mm-hmm. crossed Turkey, and there are a lot of sacred sites of many different philosophies, many different religions in Turkey. And I really didn't think about that until I started reading this National Geographic article.
Wow. Wow. Well, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
So anyone can go to your website and read all the information, your consultations, and that again is www.astromark.us.
And, you know, I do a new and full moon email newsletter, which is short and sweet. Or mm-hmm. if they go to the monthly report page, they can download my quarterly newsletter where like in this issue, I did the soul raise for Edgar Allan Poe because, you know, he had a movie come out, The Raven. And so there's, you know, lots of stuff on my website, lots of free stuff.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll be very interested. I think we have another caller. I'm just going to take one more caller. This is Martha. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Martha. So your date is 11-4-54.
Correct.
Mark, that's November 4th, 54.
Got it. So, obviously, so Martha, you've got a lot of planets at the end of Libra and through Scorpio. So in astrology, we call that a stellium, which means a whole bunch of stuff all bunched up, which means that when a person has that in life, that when a planet transits over their chart, it's like a series of waves coming through, and, you know, it'll happen sometimes for 5 years on some of the slower planets, and it comes in and kind of uncovers every rock in your life, and when it comes out the other end, you're this whole new person, okay? So for the past, Saturn has been in Libra for the last 2 years since the summer of 2010, but particularly strong since fall of 2011. We know we've been restructuring your vision and how you think about the world. In fact, you were born with the planet Mercury was going retrograde. So, and you know, Mercury's retrograde in the sky right now. So a lot of people who are born with Mercury retrograde say, Mark, I actually do better during Mercury retrograde because I was born that way.
Mm.
Anyway, the key is by next February, this Saturn is going to be sitting on your Sun in Scorpio. We call it a transit. And the nice way of saying that is, oh, you get lessons in stepping up into your wise elder authority figure. The challenging way would say is if you've got any authority figure issues or any old father issues or that, those things usually need to come up to be healed before you get onto the good part. But the idea is, you know, Scorpio is an excellent researcher, detective, able to know who's full of baloney and not, is the way we'd say it. And on a spiritual level, Scorpio is the sign that we call the world disciplinarian. They're the ones who see the person at the party everyone thinks has a halo, and they know they don't. And they're the ones that get called on to call them into their integrity, which doesn't always make you the... you know, the friend, you know, or that the happy person, because sometimes you have to say what's really going on and, you know, be direct about it. So anyways, the point is particularly next year is a year of you stepping up into your wise elder authority figure. The challenge part is what do I need to let go to be able to get to that place?
So I'll just add, I'm sorry, Mark, I'm just going to add one more thing. For Martha, what's coming up is Archangel Michael again. He's talking about endings and beginnings. So that's exactly what I wanted to follow what Mark was saying. You know, the old must be released so the new can enter. So there's a lot of changes going on, but it will be, you know, it will be better beginnings. Remember that. Whatever you leave behind, something better always comes about. Okay?
I see. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Martha, Michael, for calling.
Michael's sure been busy tonight, hasn't he?
I know. That Archangel Michael is really powerful today.
Yeah,
thank
boy.
You. God bless you, Martha. I think she already left. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
So we have just a few seconds. I'm going to start closing now. I want to thank you, Mark, for being on the show again. It's really great to have you.
Thank you.
With all your wonderful insights and knowledge. And again, Mark's website is www.astromark.us. Visit his website. He has a lot of information there. And so just a reminder from the angels. You know, the angels remind us that we are spiritual beings, so we're trying to live as earth angels. And we are, again, releasing old beliefs and moving into the new, as Mark had mentioned to a lot of our callers. So what no longer is purposeful, you know, we need to let go and discard. Remember that... out with the old and in with the new. And the angels support us. Remember that the angels support us and they embrace us in these new patterns. So they encourage us to call upon them. You know, they are helpers. They support us. So I'm just going to do a little closing prayer to our guardian angels. So bless us with peace, strength, and valor. Please fill our hearts and minds and our bodies with God's wholeness and healings. Angels, we're grateful for your blessing, presence, and loving compassion at every moment. We know that through the angelic love, the sacred wisdom of God flows through us and enfolds us, just as the rays of the sun shine upon all on earth. Thank you for lovingly guarding our well-being always, looking for our highest good. Amen. And so it is. So thank you all for listening. Our next show will be on August 13. Hope to talk to you soon. May God bless you and angels protect you. Good night.